Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary, and tonight I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation on the story of Jesus calling the fishermen on the banks of Lake Galilee. So close your eyes and consider your workplace, the place where you put regular effort, the place which demands your experience and your skill. It might be your home, where you raise children and clean and cook. It might be a classroom where you teach or learn. It might be an office where you negotiate and communicate. It might be a garden where you help things grow. It might be a courtroom or a library or a factory or a hospital. Wherever it is, whatever you do, consider your workplace. Imagine yourself there. Now imagine it's the end of the day, a long and fruitless day, and you're tired. It's been a day of striving, a day of labour, a day with nothing to show for it but mess. You begin to clear up. You're putting things away, you're doing the filing, you're sorting through emails, you're wiping the bench. And as you tidy, perhaps you feel frustrated, exhausted. Perhaps your head is throbbing. Perhaps your muscles ache. Maybe you feel anxious about money. Maybe you're even doubting your skill. One way or another, you're looking forward to sitting down for a quiet meal and resting for a while. A man comes along. You've met him once before, an encounter so strange that you try not to remember. But he asks to come into your workplace. You owe him a big favour. So tiredly, you shrug and you let him in. He enters, and there in your workplace, he says some wonderful things. He speaks quietly, but his words ring loud and clear. Other people are gathering to listen to him. He stops. He glances at your tasks, all those things which never got done. The stack of papers on the desk. The endless labour of parenting. The relentless demands of the poor. He looks and he tells you to go back to work, but this time to go deep. To go deep and to try again. It's not his work. It's your workplace. Your work. You're the expert. You're the professional. You're the one with runs on the board, and it's the end of a long and fruitless day. And you're tired. You look him in the eyes. What do you see there? What do you see? And how do you feel? Are you willing to go deep? What might be blocking you? Go deep, he says. Go deep and try again. You say, I worked hard all day. Nothing's come of it, but you're the boss. If you say so, I will cast off from the shallows. If you say so, I will try again. If you say so, I will keep at my vocation. If you say so, I will trust in your presence in my workplace. If you say so, I will. I will go deeper. But how could you go deeper in your workplace? How can you go deeper? Where does Jesus direct you to go? With Jesus beside you, you take a deep breath and you go deep. You try one more time and everything just clicks into place. Suddenly you are surrounded by abundance as silvery, shimmering life leaps and shoots and flashes around you. Your workplace is teeming. It's so much life, it's too much for you to handle. And you call to your colleagues, your partners, your helpmates to come and lend a hand. Together you raise life out of chaos. Together you raise life out of darkness and into the light. Your workplace overflows with life. What does abundant life look like in your workplace? How do you feel at the thought? Are you excited? Curious? Cautious? Afraid? How do you feel at the thought of abundant life? You fall down at the man's feet. "Get away from me," you say. "Leave me alone. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I can't deal with this much life." "Don't be afraid," he says. "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be gathering up people. You'll be gathering up human life in all of its fullness. You'll need every skill you have and every experience you've learned from and a whole lot more besides. But don't be afraid. I will be with you." His words wash over you like a wave. There's comfort here, but also challenge. Perhaps you're thrilled by the promise of adventure. Perhaps you feel daunted. Perhaps you feel sad at the things you'll leave behind. Perhaps you're inspired by the fresh salt tang of hope. However you feel, you can know other. Slowly, slowly you stand up. Together you and this man gather in life. Together you bring it to safe harbour. Together you look to the horizon and you take the next step on the way. Amen. Thanks for listening, and God bless you on the next step of your journey.